Tyler Tryon, the head girls basketball coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here today as we take a look back at the 2020-2021 season. Knights go 5-17 on the year overall. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and I'm going to say this before we get started. I just mentioned 5-17, but I feel like this team much better with the way they play than what that record indicated.
Oh, you'd be 100% correct, Jeff. Yeah, and we'll get into more of that here later, but thanks for having me, and thanks for everything you do for our community.
Absolutely, Coach. I appreciate everything you did for us this year as well. Let's talk about this season. You guys opened up not an easy schedule. You had Newell Fonda, who could win a state title this year. Carroll, who played really well this year. Denison Schleswig, who was ranked. Harlan, who was much improved. Schedule was not friendly to you guys early in the season. You even throw in Exire Elkhorn Kimbledon in there a little bit later in the month of December. What a schedule you guys had to start the season.
Yeah, you know, you kind of have to play with the hand that you're dealt, but we're working on getting different cards next year. But we came out and jumped right into it, and oddly enough, that first game against Newell Fonda, it's hard to explain like how excited the girls were even to go play that game. They're familiar with those girls, and some of them play in the summertime together. But we went up there, and the uncertainty of whether or not we're playing kind of added to that, they were just excited for the opportunity to play no matter who it was. But then we went up there and we got, we were a lot better coming into the year than we were last year to start. And that was another reason we were excited about it. But, we got up there and we got a taste of what, really, really good basketball is. But even that being said, we felt like we played well. So we felt we got started, on the right foot. And then we had Carroll, which we were right there with until late in the game. And then we just kept going through the ringer.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, how do you feel like that helped your team grow, though, as this season? Because I thought your team got more confidence as the season went on.
They did, and I can't explain, everything that these girls went through this year and, in the locker room, on the floor, outside of school, in school. But they just, every kid has their own things that they're dealing with, and we had a lot of adversity that we faced. And through that adversity, the girls continued to grow and continued to fight and continued to show up at practice on time, ready to go. And they were committed to getting better every day, and I think we did that.
What were the areas you felt like you guys got better in this year?
Well, coming into it, we wanted, when you're trying to build something, you have to commit yourself to a process. And we talk to the girls all the time about stick to the process. And the process involves the little things, and there's no real destination. It's about who you become during the process. And this process this year was implementing more offensive firepower, and we committed to shooting more threes because from an analytical standpoint, that's your best chance to score the most points. So we shot a lot of threes in practice, and we concentrated on just developing more offense for us, and that was evident in, Brooklyn and Kate were second and third in the Hawkeye 10 and threes made on the year. Brooklyn shot 51.5% from three, which I think is a school record. We got better, and we got, we're trying to develop some of these younger girls along the way. But if Brooklyn shoots 50% from three, we should have had her shooting 20 threes a game. You know what I mean?
But, yeah.
They committed to the process, and they continued to fight and get better.
And Coach, you mentioned what her and Catherine did and the possible school record for Brooklyn with three-point percentage. You guys set quite a few different records this year and reached several milestones.
We did. Brooklyn, I think it was one of the pot-off girls maybe that holds the record.
Carrie?
It's at 51%, so it's, do we round up or do you put the points? I don't know. We gotta look at it. So at worst, she tied her for, 3-point percentage in the season. And, Kate put up almost 400 points, and Aquette set the school and state record for block shots in a season. And then she had that one game at Denison where she had 17 blocks. And then she also, we talked about, number one team in the state, we played our last game, and Aquette had, she had at least 12 blocks. I could have put her down for 14, but we gave her 12 blocks. And, you know, that's, she was going against a girl that's going to go play at University of Sioux Falls. So there, you know, there's, you know, bright spots in there, even though it was, you know, a 5-17 year.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of positives and some very positive things coming back. Coach, got to dwell on some of the tough things. You guys, you lost Sarah Steffes for the season right at the beginning of the year in warmups and early part of the second game of the year. Kendall Hilgenberg went down with an ankle injury, and she was battling with you know, some family and personal things throughout the season as well. So for you guys to be able to get better, to do the things that you did and fight through that adversity, you kind of mentioned that here a moment ago, but I don't know if people really truly understand how difficult sometimes things are for kids and what they have to deal with and still go out and try to excel.
Well, one of the things we tried to do is we spent some time in the locker room, and each of us would share a defining moment in our lives that is, that have made us into the person that we are. And by doing that, we really opened up some windows as to what some of these kids are going through. You know, they've all got stuff going on, and they've all got, you know, tough situations at home that people don't know about. And to be able to deal with that as a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, and then go out and try to perform on a basketball court against Glenwood and against Harlan and against Denison, I mean, that just shows you how tough these kids are. And having seen it firsthand, it's just so inspiring to be around them. You know, Sarah went down against Carroll, and that was hard. I mean, that was hard for her. That was hard for us. And it was something that, you know, we dealt with the whole year. We dealt with it, you know, when we had our senior night, when she actually went out and played when she had a ruptured ligament, when she thought it was just a sprained ankle. She played on a,
yep,
you know, with a ruptured ligament, and she actually got a three up. I thought it was in. But, you know, and then she had to have surgery and go in a boot. And I mean, you know, it's hard to be injured and sitting there while your teammates are out there fighting. And she was going to be a big part of what we were doing. She, you know, she, against Newell Fonda, I think she hit 4 threes.
Yep.
And to have her go down, and then Kendall went down the same game, and she was able to get back. You know, she was able to rehab her ankle and get back and contribute for us this year. And then Brooklyn missed a handful of games with some health issues, and B had surgery, and she missed some games, and Aquette actually was fighting a hip or something. So she was hobbled a handful of games too. So, you know, just it's just so much that go into these seasons that, you know, parents get it, and, you know, some family members might get it, but unless you're in there in the trenches, in the locker room and stuff, you have no idea what these girls are going through.
No, absolutely. And I tip my cap to this group of kids, that is for sure. Coach, there was a stretch there early to mid part of January where you guys went on and you picked up 3 wins, really started to play. I thought you really started to turn the corner at that point of the season.
We did. It was, you know, it was a favorable part of our schedule, but it doesn't matter who you play. I mean, even, you know, you get a little taste of victory and you want to continue that. But we started to play some good basketball, and there was, you know, one or two hiccups in there where, you know, you're going to have off nights, but, you know, for the most part throughout those, we played really, really well offensively. And defensively is where we struggle at times. And that's when I talk about this process, that's what we're going to concentrate on from today until next November. And that's going to be defense. And we're going to find, you know, a way to hang our hat on something specifically defensively. But it starts with man-to-man defense, learning the principles of man. I've been doing some research, and there's a head coach out of Concordia out in Nebraska. They play man all week long, and they do man drills, and they do man defense, and then when it's game time, they go back to their zone, and they don't practice it at all, because it's, you know, everything defensively is based on man principles. So
yep,
that's what we're going to go to work on now. It's not always fun, so we'll see how badly these girls want to improve, because it's going to take some hard work.
Coach, let's talk about best games this year. You had the 5 wins. I did the win against East Sac County. Which games did you feel like the teams went out and played the best, even if it was a loss? Maybe that 59-57 loss against St. Albert on the road. What games stand out for you about how you guys played?
Oh, I mean, the South Harden game's kind of an anomaly because Aquette wasn't there, and that was the only game she missed, and it showed us, you know, our deficiencies rebounding defensively. But we did, and we got it out and got a win. And Kendall Hilgenberg hit a game-winning shot that game. And, you know, offense didn't come at a premium for her this year, so it was nice to see her see it go, you know, get a shot in and a big win. But it was kind of a testament to where we're going, and that even in a win, the girls weren't very excited in the locker room because we didn't play very well.
Right.
You know, so I think that shows that the girls understand that, yeah, we won, but big deal, we didn't get better. You know, they would rather lose and get better than win and take a step backward. And I think that's a, you know, a testament to committing to this process of getting better every day. You know, ESAC was a good win, and then we had Shenandoah was a legit win because we had to go down there. There's a long drive down there. They had that Ava Wolf that took it right at Aquette, and she kind of had her hands full that, you know, we actually ended up just putting Kate right in front of her. She's about a 5'11 post girl, and we basically doubled her, and then they struggled after that. But, you know, if you can start doing some things differently defensively, it shows that the girls are growing as basketball players, and we just have to continue to play a bunch of basketball and then continue to develop fundamentally.
Coach, four seniors on this year's group, Kendall Hilgenberg, Brooklyn Gifford, Sarah Steffes, and B. We've kind of talked about all those four a little bit, but what does this group mean for you?
This is a tough one to see go, and we talked about it since last year. These seniors committed to bringing this team together, and we had a mantra of family all year long that this is your second family, and you got to look out for one another, and you got to be together, and commit yourself to this family. And they started that last year. You know, they were playing pickup ball in Gifford's driveway, and they went to the park and got college girls together and were playing pickup ball, and then we played Top 64 in the fall, and it was such player-driven, so much of this stuff, that Brooklyn and Kendall and Sarah were the ringleaders, like getting people together and make sure you're here for weights and you're here for team mass and things like that. So it was, and the hardest part is I know what this means to those girls.
Yep.
That, you know, it was such a big part of their life for so long, and now it's, you know, ultimately it's over. And they'll go on and do great things with whatever they're doing, but it's hard. It's hard to see it end.
And, Coach, losing that group's going to hurt, especially, I think, with the leadership and what they brought and the heart and soul they put in. But you've definitely got some building blocks to continue to build on this process that you've got going here. You start with Catherine Mayhall and Aquette, two players that are record setters and I think just going to continue to get better. Cora Thompson, I thought, took some huge steps forward this year. Liked what I saw as well from Carly Baumhofer. I think Franny Glynn, I've talked about her all season since early. I think she's got a great future. And then I hear a lot about Aubrey Houghton, too. So you got six building blocks there just to kind of start that foundation over again.
It is. And, I mean, you never want to – it's always hard to talk about the future when you're still kind of reeling from losing your seniors. But I think they know what they have meant to our program. And I think they want – you know, we're such a tight-knit group that they want these girls to continue to find more success, which is cool. But, you know, looking forward, yeah, you got Kate, who I think was fourth in the conference and in scoring. And she also, I looked it up, she was also like eighth in rebounding.
Yep.
In the Hawkeye 10, which at 5'5 is, I mean, and we ended up actually, like, when the other team was shooting free throws, I would put her on the bottom block because she would box out the best of anybody we had.
Yep.
But she's like third in the Hawkeye 10 in assists, and she, you know, she's gonna make us go, and she's only gonna continue to get better. She averaged 16.5 a game on the year, and she'll average 20 next year. And she's gonna continue to work on her game as well as she handles the ball. She's, you know, she's got more work that she can do with that, but she's, you know, she's gonna be able to shoot up to about 24 feet next year, and like legitimately,
yep,
be a threat. And then she'll be, you know, so I'm encouraged defensively because with her and Aquette and then Cora and Carly and Frank, I mean, they can get after it defensively. And then we got Aquette obviously coming back as well. That's is starting to hit the radar of some college coaches as well as Kate. But she also, she had like 220 rebounds, I think, on the year. Which, so when she's inside, if she's not catching any of those shots or blocking any of those shots, she's getting rebounds.
Yep.
So she'll, we're going to work on her and try to put some, a little muscle on her and work on an offensive game. She came on later in the year and started to score a little bit more. And I think our girls just start looking for her. But, I mean, that's going to be something that, that we could look for, especially when we look ahead and see what most of the Hawkeye 10 is losing. But you mentioned Cora. Boy, did she come on, and I mean, she's going to get after it. She'll get after it defensively. And with Brooklyn leaving, she's going to have to be our secondary ball handler, and she's not afraid to work either.
Right.
And with her and big body Carly, she's actually a knockdown shooter, dead-eye shooter that, you know, she went a little colder there in the second part of the season. But, you know, she's going to work at it too. And then you got some of those freshmen, Franny. You know, Franny and even Lauren and Aubrey and Casey Peter,
yep.
They're all good-sized athletic girls. And I've been told don't sleep on the eighth-grade class coming in because there's a couple girls in there that actually could help us out next year. So, and then I know we've got a loaded seventh grade too. So there's stuff coming, and we'll be ready next year. We're going to be better next year. We're going to compete more next year, and it's exciting to watch it happen.
Sounds like you guys are going to have a busy off season. What are some of the things that you want to get done?
Well, I want the girls to shoot. You know, there's no magic formula for becoming a better basketball player other than getting in the gym and get shots up. You know, ball handling is crucial too, but that kind of comes with being in the gym and getting shots up. And I've talked to our AD about it, which is, you know, it's not really a lost art, but it's something the kids don't do a whole lot of. And that's just go to the gym by yourself, put up 500 to 1,000 shots. And it's kind of a shocker when I tell these girls, you want to become a good ball player, go make 1,000 shots a day.
Yep.
Don't shoot at that, you know. And 1,000, you know, I thought it was like 100 is all we do. No, you got to get your butt in the gym and get some shots up. And then as you're doing it, you're naturally going to have the ball in your hand, and your handles are going to improve as well. So it's not about, you know, it's good to go play some AAU stuff, but the important thing is to get as many shots up as you can. And we're going to encourage that and give the girls every opportunity to get in the gym. We will do some team camps and stuff like that come June, but it's about getting some shots up.
Well, Coach, I love the direction this thing is headed. Appreciate everything you've done for us this season. And I'm excited about next year. I'm excited about the future of Kemper girls basketball and looking forward to next season getting underway here soon.
You bet. Sounds good, Jeff. Thanks for everything.
You bet. Head Coach Tyler Tryon again with the Kemper girls basketball team.